It's now 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, and a good morning to you. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening. And you know what today is? Today is Friday, and that means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, which is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. And of course, the Blues and Arts Hour is a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And today, it's good to have our good friend Frazier Riddell back in the studio from Canton, Small Town Music. He's the owner there and a terrific singer, songwriter, musician, and producer. His website is smalltownmusic.com, but always good to have Frazier in. Frazier, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. It is great to be here and to be associated with the finest.
I mean, well, you are, man. Well. You know. But springtime, May, I mean, the weather is outstanding. It can't get much better than this in Mississippi, can it?
I had a sweater on this morning.
Are you one of the ones that kind of have the allergy issues going on?
Mine are hit and miss. So now I'm okay. I did cut grass this week and had a little bit hit me, but some years it's bad, some years it's not. This is a not year, so thank goodness.
There you go.
With a lot coming up the next couple of weeks, I'm glad.
Well, let's talk about that. I know you're very involved in the activities over in Canton. Tell us what's coming up in the next few weeks.
Well, in Canton, specifically at Small Town Music, since we moved to our old family place, the Cotton Gin by the railroad tracks.
Which is cool, very cool.
Since we moved there, we have each year done a party on Kentucky Derby Day or May Day.
Mm-hmm.
And this year will be the 9th, and that is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so tomorrow we'll be got a lot of players coming out. Got a guy with this really fancy crawfish trailer. If mm-hmm. you like crawfish, if you like cooking crawfish, you'll just salivate over this guy's setup. And but that event's coming up tomorrow, so there's been a lot of preparation coming up for that. Mm-hmm. It's like we do like $5 at the gate, $5 for a cooler because mm-hmm. we don't sell alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And some other snacks and drinks and stuff being sold, and a lot of good live music, like 6 to 10. And then the following week, we'll not only bring the flea market on Thursday, which many know about.
Oh, yeah.
2 days after the flea market is the symphony.
Now, that's a huge event. And this is, how many years have you been doing that?
The symphony has been going on for 13 years, I believe. It started with Nissan. This year, we got Nissan back in.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have lots of thanks going out to Nissan because we've turned the event over to the chamber. Nissan is back in. Merit Health, the hospital here in Canton, is on amongst many other people. And I need my list. I'll look at that.
We'll give the kudos here in a moment here.
That's terrific. And it's expanded where the symphony is that evening, but during the day, starting around noon, there's going to be some military vehicles and city vehicles like fire truck,
mm-hmm.
Some fancy cars, maybe a tractor, a Jeep, fancy motorcycles, some vehicles on display. And those will be going on during the day along with there'll be a stage set up, a secondary stage, where there'll be like some gospel choirs and individuals singing. I might sing. I'm like one of the fillers just in case somebody didn't show up. And that'll all go on during the day. So and lots of kids' activities.
Now, what day is it?
This is the 14th.
14th. That's
a
right
week
around the corner.
From tomorrow. Yeah.
Terrific.
So lots of kid activities. Mm. So if you want to come out with your family, you can come out during the afternoon. And there'll also be like face painting and games for kids. And so we're with turning it over to the chamber and having a little more manpower, we're trying to expand the event in hopes of continuing the event.
And that's on the square in Canton.
That is on the square in Canton, May 14th. And it is free.
Super.
And it's family friendly.
Frazier, you've got your guitar ready. Looks like you're ready to do a tune.
You noticed that, eh?
Yes.
Well, since the weather is so beautiful, I figure that'd be a great time to maybe sing about a flower.
Good idea.
You know, since it is Mother's Day coming up, just remember that all women like flowers. Dandelion, I'm gonna pick you, and with a breath put you on the wind. Dandelion,
When you gonna come down and start it all over again? Dandelion, can I have a little wine? Or will you make it specially for little me? Dandelion, your brilliant vivid yellow's quite a sight to see. Some people, they only want to hold you. Other people, they want to set you free. From Eurasia, you landed in America. First written down in 1373. Dandelion, I'm gonna pick you. Cause if I don't, I gotta mow you down. Dandelion from the family of Taraxacum, you sure do sound uptown. Woo-hoo. Wah, 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 Mathis trombone. Wah, 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 wah. Some people only want to hold you. Other people want to set you free. From Eurasia, you landed in America. First written down in 1373. Dandelion, I'm gonna pick you and with a breath put you on the wind. Dandelion, when you gonna come down and start it all over again? I said start it all over again. I said start it all over again. Start it all over again.
Awesome. Frazier Riddell on the Blues and Hearts Hour. And I get, that song's got to be named, what, Dandelion? Is that right? I guessed it.
You got it.
Tell me about that. I mean, how did that inspiration come about?
That's just one of those, that is one that just kind of hit me one day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, Dandelion, it'd be neat to write just a simple. And it just, that's one of those that just was written pretty fast, with the exception of a little bit of research. Because, you know, there's a little bit in there about when it was first written down and all that. So that may or may not be accurate because I probably just Googled it to find the info.
History lesson. That's great.
And then Alan Burroughs, a friend of mine who's very, very, very into plants, birds, and such, he didn't say it was totally wrong, so I'm just going with that.
Okay, great. Frazier Riddell, our guest in studio. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour, made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. More conversation and music from Frazier when we come back. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock on the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne, and get my volume set here, Frazier. Okay, a little technical issue there, but that's all right. We are here. Frazier Riddell's in the house on the Blues and Arts Hour, and the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. And Frazier, you know, we're heading into summertime in Mississippi. I know there's so much material that we can that songwriters have as we go into a Mississippi summer, and I think the one that you just did was kind of indicative of that.
Yeah, and like I said, also, I love a song like that that comes so easily and so simply. I mean, I can't – sometimes the spirit just moves and a song comes out, and that is definitely one of those songs. And also, I never know for sure why a groove even comes in a song.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing – what I've noticed about that song, because over the years I've played it live quite a bit, when I start that song, just the groove, just the little – that little bouncy groove, it almost makes people feel like they know it.
Yeah.
Even though
yeah.
they don't know it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's really, it's a pleasure as a songwriter when you have something like that. You know, because you got a lot that are or just, you know, that may be very serious or you know, complex musically that people are going to enjoy. But there's something about those that kind of hit the root nerve of folks. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you'd say it, but there's just a few that'll hit folks, and you can tell. And I don't claim by any means all the credit for that. I mean, I feel like in those times that I've just been a vessel mm-hmm. for that song to come out.
Some people may not be familiar with Frazier Riddell. You are from Mississippi, but you spent some time in Nashville too, didn't you?
Yeah, I am. I was born and raised in Canton in 61, graduated Canton Academy there, went off to Ole Miss, graduated Ole Miss, really had no direction, so decided to go off to Nashville because I knew people there. Mm-hmm. Stayed there 10 years, met my wife there, got married, and a child will change a life.
Yes,
as many people know. and with our child, we decided to move back to Mississippi. Now, my wife is from Connecticut, mm-hmm. so it was kind of a choice between the two. And just Mississippi, the family was more consolidated. And so we chose coming back here. So that's been the trip, with a little other things here and there. You know, I went off to Dollywood for a season and lived up there.
Got a great picture with Dolly Parton, too.
Oh, I did. That was, yeah. It's, you know, my father got a kick out of that years ago when, you know, he would, you know, show that picture to his friends. And so, there's still down at the gym up in the office, there's a puzzle up there, a Dolly Parton puzzle. And I think some of my dad's friends gave that to him when I was working there, you know, kind of goofing with them.
Well, you can find that picture, I think, and all kinds of other neat things on your website too, right?
Yeah, smalltownmusic.com. Yeah.
Hey, let's do a tune. Mother's Day is coming up Sunday. Can we do a tune maybe on from one of your albums?
Sure, that comes from a ways back, and go for it.
It's called Mama, I Love You, right? And you're on sax, too, on this team.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my mom.
That's right. All right. Well, Frazier Riddell here on the Blues in Arts Hour.
Learn how to drink and drive. this one's for you. Whoa.
Frazier Adele, man, that's a cool song. And that's you on sax. That's an outstanding sax line there, too, Frazier.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, that's tenor sax. You noted. You noticed that. I grew up really first on an alto sax as a kid in band. And then I got to move on to tenor sax in the band also. And then when I went off to college and my parents allowed me to change my major to music, maybe it's because I was the youngest. And tenor sax is what I majored in. So it's like riding a bike for me. Mm. Now, you know, like riding a bike, you know, if I got on a bike today and rode it, my muscle would get tired pretty quick. So same thing with sax. When I don't play a lot, those chops, and I play with one band and I tell the guys, I say, don't do like two or three in a row where you want me to play lots of lead, because all of a sudden that air is leaking out of the side of my mouth.
Well, I mean, and you do play with bands, and you said that you really enjoy playing the sax, even though you play other instruments as well.
Oh, I love playing the saxophone. Mm-hmm. And as we were just discussing on the break, the guys that I'm working with right now when I do wedding receptions and such, we may attempt to play a little bit more. And if we do, it means we may actually have some things worked up. And if so, I might be able to play some more saxophone, which would be nice. Mm-hmm. And if we played enough to work things up, we could do some different things. I mean, even my keyboard player is a trombone player. I mean, who knows? That really opened the door wide to do some different things. And I would love to do that. As it is, you know, we're the kind of guys that, they kind of know what I do, so we can have a gig come up, and everybody's so busy we can never get together. So we can go to a gig, haven't worked in like 3 months, and do a pretty professional job through the night and pull it off.
Yeah. People can find your music on your website?
Smalltownmusic.com. You can go to, there's a link on there that goes to cmcrecords.com. Now you can, you know, it'll direct you. If you go to cmcrecords.com, that'll direct you there too. And there's links there for like CD Baby, who has been sort of my distributor. It is for a lot of people. Many other artists in this area use CD Baby. And they'll get you out to iTunes and many other digital formats. But I have links to my iTunes and to my CD Baby. If you go to iTunes, a good way to find me is Beer and Jesus.
And it's there.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a practical way, because unless you... You know, I wish we had people calling in, because the first person that could call in and spell Frazier Riddell correctly, we could give a prize away for it. give him a C harmonica and let him come on the next show with us and play.
That sounds good. Well, Frazier Riddell is our guest on the Blues and Arts Hour here on That's What's Happening. The program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. It's 24 minutes until 9 o'clock. Good morning. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne, and it's Friday, and that means it's the Blues and Arts Hour here on That's What's Happening, a program that where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Our good friend Frazier Riddell is in studio, and Frazier, let's review some of these wonderful events coming up in Canton.
Well, tomorrow, Saturday, May 7th, we will have our May Day event at the Gin, my place of business there by the tracks in Canton, and at 6 to 10. So it's 5 at the gate. If you bring a cooler, $5, bring a lawn chair. There'll be some great crawfish and other foods being cooked and sold on the side. Mm-hmm. And so that is tomorrow. Now, a week away, is the Symphony on the Square. And, you know, we've done that for many, many years. And this year we got Nissan back in. So it's going to be like Nissan Presents Symphony on the Square. And that's Saturday, May 14th, family-friendly all-day event. The Chamber of Commerce is kind of taking that over. Canton Municipal Utilities, CMU, has just been always so helpful. We got Merit Health is back in, you know, the hospital there in Canton. This year we got Gray Daniels. I think that was sort of, you know, they're, a Nissan dealer. So Gray Daniels is in. Lots of other, you know, Trustmark Bank, Renaissance Bank, Bank Plus, and L3 Communications. We got Subway in there, Neil Rich and the Asset Group in Canton, and Tip and Muffet Haley, individuals that really like to support the symphony, Barnett Phillips there in town, Canton Discount Drugs there in town. Just all, you know, there's a lot of small supporters because it takes a lot to put on such a big event. It is an all-day family-friendly event, and that is on Saturday, May 14th. A week from tomorrow.
Things like that, Frazier, and it happens all the time. You have communities come together. It really draws a community together, doesn't it?
Yes, and we need events like that.
Yeah.
You know, we have
mm-hmm.
different events, and not everybody's into every event.
Right.
You might have a gospel fest, and you you know, you may get a large part of the community there and a smaller part over here. Then you may have this other event with the symphony, and it may... But we're trying to balance them out.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give everybody a chance because that's the world we live in now.
That's right.
We got to learn to live together.
Well, it's awesome events. Take advantage of it. Family-friendly activities in Canton. And Frazier has been involved in this kind of thing for a long time. And kudos to you, Frazier. You've
Thank
got
you.
Your guitar ready again. What do you want to play for us?
Well.
You got your harmonica, too. That's cool.
I know. Little song my mom wrote. No. Wait a minute. That's not
the intro?
One. Listen, we talked about songwriting earlier, and so I'm going to do one here that you may never hear again. Because a couple days ago, I've been working on the set list for tomorrow because we've got a lot of folks sitting in, so I'm trying to keep the balance of what we're doing. And for some reason, I was just sitting around, which I often do, and I was doing a chord progression. And I started it, and I went, you know, I could probably make this into something I could throw at the guys. Because if it's basic enough and follows the same pattern, they might can do it. So this is sort of a Mayday song. It'll probably be called How High. And again, besides today and tomorrow, if it's a flop, you may never hear it again. So... consider yourselves special.
All right.
Alan, especially you if you're listening. There's always got to be a boss. Yeah. There's always got to be a boss. And someone's win is always someone's loss. There's always gotta be a boss. Uh-huh. All right, here's the Mayday part. That's tomorrow, May 7th. There's always got to be a Mayday. Yeah. There's always got to be a Mayday. So all of us can stand up here and play. There's always got to be a Mayday. Oh, yeah, did it. One and one is two, but sometimes two makes three. It's complete submission, the only way to be free. I say jump and you say, how high? I say jump and you say, how high? Don't rock the boat now, baby, don't ask why. I say jump and you say, how? Mother Superior jumped the gun. A Mother Superior jumped the gun. I'm missing just a little, no fun.
Mother Superior jumped the gun. People come and people go, you know it's true. People come and people go. Where they're going only God knows. People come and people go. People come and people go. Yeah. One and one is two, but sometimes two makes three. It's complete submission. The only way to be free now. I say jump and you say how high. I say jump and you say how high. Don't rock the boat now, baby. Don't ask why. I say jump and you say how high.
Frazier Adele in the house here at the Blues and Arts Hour here on 103.9 WYAB. And Frazier, playing the harmonica and guitar together, I mean, that's a lot of talent. I think the first person that I ever knew of that was Bob Dylan back in his early days. But how difficult is that?
It is difficult. I mean, playing rhythmically especially and singing is very difficult. I'll tell you this. I bought a harmonica back in college.
Yeah, right.
And started. But I'm telling you, I think it was when I moved back to Mississippi in 95 and I started playing live a lot more, trying to pay the bills and stuff and doing cover gigs. And I started the harmonica because if I was doing solos, it just helped fill the space. It took me a while. I mean, I wish I had video of myself playing the harmonica with the guitar live from like when I first started so I could see where I've come. I forget about it sometimes, but it took me a year or two to really get comfortable because it's just another one of those things that you got this rhythm going on, this with this hand moving, this rhythm going on, and then on top of that, you're trying to do the heart. But I do play very basic. You know, there's other guys, you know, Grady Champion's a big harmonica player out of Canton that's doing some great things. And Grady's a little bit more of a player. You know, he plays more than I do, and he knows what he's playing more than I do. I'm totally a feel guy, so I like to do it, and what I do I'm good at, but what I do is limited.
Well, it works. It fits.
That's right. You know, sometimes you got to keep it simple, right?
Frazier Adele is in the house. He is our special guest. Always good to have Frazier in on the Blues and Arts Hour. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to 103.9 WYAB. And the program is made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi, your partner on the road to wellness. Our final segment when we come back. It's 10 minutes until 9. 10 minutes till 9 here on 103.9 WYAB. My name is Jim Thorne, and you're listening to That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. We do this on Friday, where we feature some incredible musicians from Mississippi, singers, songwriters, and artists. And Frazier Adele is our guest today and our feature today. We've had Frazier on several times. By the way, Frazier, thanks to you. I think I mentioned this the last time you were here, but you really kind of kicked this thing off about 2.5 years ago. You were my first guest. And it seemed to have snowballed since then, and we appreciate you, your contribution to the show.
I appreciate really being here and being associated with the incredible.
Well, you are.
I appreciate that.
Hey, listen, we've got a tune queued up. Before we do this, though, let me just ask you once more where people can find your music and what's all on your website as well.
Okay, well, smalltownmusic.com, smalltownmusic, all one word, .com. From there's links, and you can also, that's a good way to find it. As far as, you know, commerce online, cdbaby.com and iTunes, and CD Baby distributes to iTunes. So if you go to iTunes, you can look for Frazier Adele, and you'll find my projects that are there, if you know how to spell Frazier Adele. If you don't, you can try searching Beer and Jesus. And although there's a couple of other songs since way back when I got this up on iTunes, usually there's very few that come up, so you can find me pretty easily that way also.
All right, now let's talk about this. The one that I've got queued up is the one that I think that a lot of people recognize Fraser Riddell from. Talk about this song, You Can Drink Beer and Also Love Jesus.
Yeah, written quite a while ago. An interesting thing about this song I always tell people is I wrote it, and then I had to kind of pass it by my mom, speaking of Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, I'm going to throw this out there and put it, you know, out there. I'm just going to pass it by her to see what she thinks. And she got a kick out of it. You know, when you do stuff like this, I tell you, it's interesting. It's just kind of a humorous song.
Mm-hmm.
But there's it's humorous and it's truth, you know, because I like beer,
mm-hmm.
and I do love Jesus and attempt to follow his ways. He's a great example to follow for sure. And, you know, every once in a while I get this little weird feeling like I hope nobody takes this song wrong, you know, because really the song is not about being a license to, you know, do whatever the heck you want and be irresponsible. That's not its intent.
Right.
Its intent is to talk about the, you know, loving Jesus should not be equated with some of the guilt and boundness we grow up with sometimes, you know, in the faith.
All right, well, let's enjoy it. It's Fraser Riddell, You Can Drink Beer and Also Love Jesus.
You can drink beer and also love Jesus. You can drink beer and love Jesus too. Yes, you can drink beer and also love Jesus. There is room for the meshing of these two. I'm not saying that you should get sheep-faced. I'm not saying you should pass out and forget. And if you do, you should ask for forgiveness. So you can drink beer and love Jesus too. Yes, you can drink beer and also love Jesus. You can drink beer and love Jesus too. Jesus, there is room for the meshing of these two. Now the Bible tells us not to be drunken. Oh, but nowhere does it say that we can't drink. Oh, and Jesus turned that water into merlot. Some of them folks drank wine and loved him. You can drink beer and also love Jesus. You can drink beer and love Jesus too. You can drink beer and also love Jesus. Yes, there is room for the meshing of these two. It is up to me and you. His forgiveness lies away in every moment. Yes, it's free and it's even better than brew. But you can drink beer and also love Jesus. You can drink beer and love Jesus too. You can drink beer and also love Jesus. Yes, there is room.
Fraser Riddell, and You Can Drink Beer and Also Love Jesus. Fraser, I got to ask you, when you do that live, what kind of response you get? The same as your mom?
Normally, it's people get a real kick out of it. And it's fun. Like, I played a private gig a few weeks ago, and it was a lot of people there. Most people I'd never met. And at one point in the evening, I did that, and they, you know, the response is usually people really get a kick out of it. You know, here in the South, because so many people, grew up in the Christian faith and church, and so it kind of makes sense. There is, I have to tag one thing here, that the last line when I do it live these days is, it's always saying there's room for the meshing of these two. Nowadays, the last line is, please don't leave your bottles under the pew. And that credit goes to Alan Burroughs. And so I've always told him he's going to get, a cut of this when it goes, is big. So I think right now I owe him, if I give him 10% for tagging that last line for me, I think I right now owe him probably about $2.33.
Well, listen, let's review again the events coming up in the next couple of weeks in Canton.
All right. Tomorrow, Saturday, May 7th, at our place of business, the Cotton Gin, is May Day, 6 to 10, live music, 5 at the gate, 5 for a cooler, bring a lawn chair, crawfish for sale, other foods. And that's tomorrow, Saturday, May 7th, 6 to 10. Now, a free event on the square 1 week later, Saturday, May 14th, is the Symphony on the Square. That's in the evening at the Symphony themselves kick off at 7. The Nissan Choir will be singing before it. Nissan is our big new sponsor, so it's Nissan Presents Symphony on the Square. But it's a family-friendly all-day event with kids' things during the day, cars and trucks and motorcycles and tractors on display. And
live music, too.
And yes, plenty of that. A lot of live music.
On the Square in Canton. It's terrific. Well, Frazier, it's always good to have you in. Thanks so much. We're definitely going to have you back very soon, okay?
Thanks, Jim.
All right. It's the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. I'm Jim Thorne. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.
I make my home in Mississippi. I love a big magnolia tree. Drive through the Delta in October. Miles and miles of cotton is all you see. Down the road, I'm rolling on through Mississippi. Halfway from Memphis to New Orleans, you can stop and visit for a while. A little food, a little drink, and a whole lot of blues. It's sure to bring you a smile. Down the road, come on home, Mississippi. Big magnolia tree, roots grow deep, and they say she's a diamond in the rough. Watch out, you just might want to stay. Yeah. Drive on the back roads and you'll fall in love. Breathe in the air and you will see. Walking around barefoot ain't a bad way to go. Saying howdy y'all to everybody that you see down the road. Moving on with Mississippi.